Today's reading scripture is 1 Timothy 2:4. 1 Timothy 2:4. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
From April 3rd till 16th, I went to a mission trip to Pakistan and Dubai. Under the prayer of our shepherd, Father God, allow me to manifest the power of the shepherd. I give all thanks and glory to Father God. I give my sincere thanks to the shepherd who allowed me to step on to the area where our shepherd been there. Since there has been prayers for World Mission and GCN and Book Publication Mission, I went to a mission trip successfully. Mami Prayer Center President and all pastors and members, thank you. I heard a beautiful testimony. Every plant remembers the original voice. Our shepherd had delivered this kind of message before. Well, he used to pick, you know, flowers without care, but now he doesn't do it anymore. Of course, Father God created them for human beings. So sometimes, when necessary, you have to pick them up, but, well, unnecessarily, if you pick them up, you know, even though they are plants, you know, we shouldn't do that. And that's what he, you know, confessed. Father God was with us in the space of the shepherd. Just as our shepherd prayed and embraced us when I went to mission trip, Father God was with me. Through this mission report, I hope that you can receive grace and love of the shepherd and our Lord tonight. I've been to Pakistan for 17 times. I visited 15 cities and delivered messages. The official name of, you know, Pakistan is Islamic Republic of Pakistan. And it's Islamic country. So the Islam, the religion, affects the entire country. And minor, people could be under the some kind of disadvantage. You know, if someone committed sin, but he says, you know, I did that because he insulted Quran, and he becomes innocent. That's what I heard. It happened quite a lot. And recently I heard that the Islamic Law Association agreed that when women, you know, disobey men, you know, it is okay to punish them or beat them. So the authority of Quran is very great in that country, and it's hard to develop the country under that kind of religion. They have the sixth biggest population in the world. It's a huge country. They have like a 4 times bigger population than this country. The population of Muslims is second to Indonesia. And Pakistan is in a very important, you know, geographical, you know, place which connects Middle East and Asia. The government of China said it would develop huge amount of money to develop the infrastructure of, you know, Pakistan. However, Pakistan is a very important place for gospel and evangelization of Middle East. Last year, there were bomb terror. And it's my visit this time was in 2 years. I mean, I went there 2 years ago, and since then there has been bomb terror twice. Before I left for Pakistan, you know, of course, you know, I was nervous, but, you know, I felt that the shepherd was, you know, praying for me and embracing me in his heart. That's what I felt. You know, once I have that kind of feeling, you know, the peace came to my mind. And then they were, you know, before the mission trip, there were another terror on Easter Sunday with the target of the Christians, but I was not afraid at all. You know, because, you know, senior pastor prayed for me. Due to that terror, the airplane was not crowded. You know, used to be very crowded. There were so many people inside the plane. But this time, there were not many passengers, very few. So, for me, you know, it was a very comfortable trip. Despite this, you know, danger of terror, the reason I go to Pakistan is that, you know, you have your own special grace that you received from the shepherd, right? You know, I myself have that kind of special grace. You know, Pakistan is the country, Islamic country, the first Islamic country that our senior pastor, you know, visited. And I feel an obligation to bear fruit for the shepherd, on behalf of the shepherd there. And there is another reason. You know, after I came to the church and met the shepherd, you know, I heard the message of the cross, and I was touched a lot. I received huge grace. Where can I find this kind of beautiful message? It was so full of, you know, God's grace. I was so much touched. And I wanted to deliver this kind of message to many souls so that, you know, people can believe. So right after I registered to this church, I listened to Message of the Cross and, you know, give those, you know, tapes of Message of the Cross. And among them, you know, many people have come into my spirit. So, and this kind of, you know, vision has never given up, you know. I'm still doing it. This time, I delivered the message of the cross. Especially, you know, if it is the first place that I visit, I deliver a message of the cross. When 1 hour is given, I deliver the message called Why Jesus Christ Becomes Our Savior, the four qualifications of Savior. When I'm given 2 hours, you know, I add the reason God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If I'm given 3 hours, I deliver the message titled, you know, The Secrets Hidden Before Ages. pastors, you know, ask me there whether I'm afraid to come to their country. Then I say, if I were afraid, I couldn't come. Since the providence of Father God through the shepherd, my shepherd, Reverend Dr. Gerald Lee of Manmin Central Church is so great and vivid, I come to this country to testify to his teaching. This is what I say. Well, this time, there were many pastors who asked me the same questions, and my answer was the same. And whenever I say, you know, Pakistan seems to be home to me now, and they love it so much.
And,
you know, I feel like, you know, Pakistan is my hometown, my second hometown. Then, you know, they love it so much. And they say, thank you for coming to this country quite often. Even though it is a dangerous place, you know, you're welcome and you are very famous in this country. Then, why is that? Am I famous because I come to this dangerous place? And they say, the word of God and works of power of God is so great. That's why you are famous. And they said, you know, you are the only one who delivers that kind of message. And the power of God you manifest with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on is far beyond what other pastors can do. You know, the messages that our senior pastor delivered, you know, can give grace to whoever listens to this message and gives grace. That's why, you know, they love me and they say, you know, I became famous. I'm happy to hear that. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. When I go out in the name of the shepherd, Father God works for me so that I could bear fruit. This time, I had a seminar five times in college, in two handkerchief prayer meetings, and four pastors' meetings. Usually, I conducted crusades in the churches and pastor seminar. But this time, thanks to a representative, a one NGO in Pakistan, I was able to have seminar in colleges. Of course, there were three theological seminaries and two universities. There, I delivered the message titled, Why Jesus Becomes Our Savior. Gujranwala Theological Seminary was the first one. It is located in Pakistan, and there were not many students there. So, in seminar, I could find not only, you know, theological seminary students, but also other pastors and, you know, normal members. About 500 gathered to listen and attend the seminar. And before the seminar, there was a circular rainbow in the sky until it was over. From the first day, I could feel that Father God was with me. I had a peace of mind, and I became courageous enough to do more, you know, in my mission trip. I got in pictures and video clips of the circular rainbow over Daejeon Manmin Church as well. Before the led the seminar and so many people, you know, received grace and they received the healing works. And, you know, I had a meeting with the professors. And they asked me what kind of vision, and I asked them what kind of vision they have. And they have a vision to evangelize the Pakistan. And I asked them, what do you teach? And they said, no, we teach the Word of God. Then, just as our shepherd taught us, you know, we shouldn't do the ministry with our own effort. We have to do the mission by the work of our, by the power of God. That's what I told them. And I explained to them the importance of spiritual message and prayer. And how our Lord showed us the example of prayer in Matthew chapter 22. We have to kneel down, we have to pray by habit, we have to pray according to the will of Father God. We have to pray out in our prayer. You know, this kind of stuff I, you know, told them. And those in the professors said, you know, they are awakened by that spiritual message. And they were so thankful. And they asked me to send in the senior pastor's books. Dear brothers and sisters, we received amazing blessings. Our shepherd, you know, we have to repent of our sin. And our shepherd, you know, points out our sin so that, you know, we can repent. And our president of Mom and Prayer Center leads Daniel prayer meeting so that we can, you know, be full of the Holy Spirit and repent as we pray together, cast off sin, and understand the will of God. This is Mom and Church. So how blessed we are to be members of this church. Where can you find this kind of church in the world? Where in the world is the church that teaches us and gives us hope for New Jerusalem? It is written in the Bible. But there is no church except this church, except Mammon Church, that teaches us how, what we should do to go to New Jerusalem. Our shepherd understands the will of Father God and his heart. And he leads us to have hope for New Jerusalem and run toward New Jerusalem. What a blessing. On top of that, our shepherd is taking care of us. He is taking the full responsibility of leading us to New Jerusalem. What a blessing it is to lead our Christian life along with the shepherd. Whenever I go to foreign countries, you know, I am so thankful to be led to this precious church and for meeting our shepherd. And I had another seminar in a theological seminary in area called in Quetta. The city is very close to Afghanistan. And the altitude is 1,700 meters. And there are soldiers in guard all the time. And they have the top security. But the head of the police department sent a bodyguards along with his car so that, you know, we could be escorted to hotel from the airport. You know, these things, you know, I enjoyed my mission trip without any difficulties, you know. For example, you know, the head of the police department sent me the bodyguards and the cars. Thanks to the prayer of our shepherd, you know, naturally, it has happened. In this seminar, I delivered message about the reason of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the reason of human cultivation, and why Jesus becomes our Savior. And many, you know, all of them received much grace from this message. And they said, this is the message that I've never heard before. I'm so thankful for understanding why Father God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thank you for explaining it to me. There was a lady who had the urine problem. She couldn't lead a normal life. But through Isaac TV, she received senior pastor's prayer for the sick. And she was completely healed. She testified. There was another woman who lost an eyesight 5 years ago. She couldn't see a thing. However, after receiving handkerchief prayer, she started to see. And I prayed for her once again, and she said she could see things more clearly. And I give great glory to God. And I had another seminar in theological seminary in the city of Karachi. I could see two Korean missionaries as professors. And I had a conversation with the dean, and two missionaries came into that office. Once they knew that we are from Manmin, they whispered to the dean, and they left the office. They didn't even greet to me. And the dean, you know, said like this, you know, those professors asked me not to give you time for seminar. So the mood was somewhat awkward. And then I remember what our shepherd, you know, went through. Whenever that kind of thing happened, he sought after the will of Father God. And the end was great glory to Father God, right? And remember that. So I introduced the works of the power of the shepherd. And I introduced senior pastor's ministry in Pakistan. And I also explained, in many cities of Pakistan, there are pastors who are with Manmin Church, and through Isaac TV, so many people are receiving great blessing. You know, senior pastors' messages are broadcast through Isaac TV. There are many pastors and churches who were with us. Whoever with us, you know, they receive great blessing. That's what I said with courage. And they give me time for seminar. And the dean couldn't say a thing. So I could deliver a message to about, you know, 70 students and the dean and assistant dean. I played the DVD, you know, Power of God DVD. And they were surprised to see so many diseases and problems were healed by the power of God. They were amazed. They, you know, clapped hands. But those students didn't know, you know, what happened in the office of dean. The students were so excited and received much grace. And I explained why Jesus Christ becomes our Savior. You know the four qualifications, right? First, he must be love, he must be a man, he must not be a descendant of Adam, and he must have power, right? And I told them, how can you have power? How can you have strength? You can have power spiritually when you have no sin. Our Jesus Christ got no self-committed in sin and, you know, original sin. That's why he could manifest the power, because he was sinless. And he could become our Savior. And I also explained, you know, why our shepherd could manifest the power of God. There is a man who can be guaranteed by our Father God. So many people are receiving blessing of conception. So many works of power are taking place in the world. About 100,000 people gathered in crusade which was held in Pakistan. You know, a girl who touched the car of our senior pastor was healed of her disease. I explain. It happens because Father God is with him. I said, there are about like 10,000 brain churches around the world. I explained to them about, and I introduced our senior pastor. After the message, someone came up to me. And he used to be drug addicted. Now, he is running in a drug rehab center. And he asked me to pray in his rehab center. And I prayed for him. Now, the dean came to me and asked me to come to the office. And the dean said, I studied the Bible. And I was surprised to hear the message, why Jesus Christ becomes our Savior based on the Bible. I didn't know about it. He received much grace. He confessed. Hallelujah. He wished to visit Manmin Church when he visits Korea in August. I had another seminar in the city of Lahore. It is Christian University, Foreman. This university was established by missionary from the States by the name of Charles William. It was established in 1864. It was the only Christian university. There were about like 7,000 students. In the beginning, you know, they taught in the Bible to students. And from this school, there has been a Pentecostal movement in Pakistan. However, the government, you know, had that in university under its control, and it became normal university. But by the effort of so many people, it turned into Christian University in 2003 again. And Dr. Munir became the president and invited me to that, you know, university. And there was about like 50 students in the seminar. Even though it is in a Christian university, they cannot evangelize. They cannot preach the gospel in university. There could be no Christian meeting. That's why, you know, it was like that. There were no Christian professors. I mean, there are no in the prayer meetings. But they cannot do it in university. So I felt so sorry there. Even though it is Christian university, it was difficult to have in the Christian meetings. This president was tethered. And his one arm is completely paralyzed. And I hope that, you know, this university could be evangelized once again, since the word of Father God is preached. The fifth seminar was done in PIMS Medical University, which is located in Islamabad. It is the biggest, you know, medical university in Pakistan. And the president is, president of the university is the president of Pakistan. There were about like 200 professors, students, and nurses. They were not only Christians, but also Muslims and Hindus and other and religion people, other people with the different religions. But they all listened to my message. And they said, it is the first time ever to have a Christian pastor to deliver a message in that medical school. And the president said, if you send me senior pastor's books, I will have them in the library in the school. So I sent senior pastors in a testimonial book, in a Tasting Eternal Life Before Death, Message of the Cross, Heaven and Hell. Right after the message, I prayed with the handkerchief. And as soon as the prayer stopped, a student stood up and testified. She had breast cancer. But when she received the prayer, you know, all the pain in her breast was gone. And it was the first time to receive that kind of prayer from the Christian pastor, right? So many people, you know, after that, came to me to receive my prayer. So I prayed every one of them. Among professors, there were professors from who used to be in army. And there were Islamic professors as well. There were army, in the colonel, and he paid great attention to the message. There was a pastor's meeting in the evening. He came to me, and he brought, his sister and nephew along with him, and he had them receive my prayer. And after they received my prayer, they had pain all over their, body. The doctors in the hospital could not diagnose what kind of disease it was. And after receiving my prayer, they said, they could walk well. They testified to their healing as well. We gave great glory to Father God. And he said, before the power, regardless of religion, people gather. And he said he wished to see senior pastor. So I was touched. And if we can have continuous connection with these kind of people, there will be they can be greatly evangelized too as well. Someone asked me this kind of question. This kind of healing works that I see in Pakistan taking place in Korea as well? The answer? Of course. Of course it is happening in Korea as well. Whenever I go to other countries and pray with the handkerchief, healing works take place. Now, why is that? Because there is grace of God. That's what I think. Whether they receive grace or not, it depends on, whether they receive God's grace or not decides whether they receive, healing works or not. And how they receive God's grace. So healing works, it depends on the grace that they receive. Souls of Pakistan are so thirsty for this message of life. They don't say, I'm thirsty for, the word of life. Even though they are Christian, the service is not so long. the pastors deliver a very short message, and the service is over. So they have to listen to, you know, the same message of God. But when I go there and deliver the message of our senior pastor, they receive much grace. They open their spiritual eyes. They receive grace. Then the works of the Holy Spirit take place, and they come to have faith. And since they have that kind of faith and receive prayer, healing works takes place. Even in this country, it is the same. You know, I think, you know, I had a test before. You know, there was a meeting with the elderly people, and I explained this to those people. You know, receive God's grace. Receive grace in every service. And then I prayed for them. And there was a big difference. So many people received healing works. As I watched it, you know, receiving grace during the service is so important. That's what I felt. Dear brothers and sisters, during their service, let's receive grace. Father God is with us during the service. The message of senior pastor, we receive grace from it. On behalf of our senior pastor, people of spirit, people of Holy Spirit, deliver messages. And we receive grace. We receive overflowing grace. If it is new kind of message, then we receive, wow, it is new, amazing message. Then we have to make it our own. We have to make bread from it. Even though it is the message, you know, for example, peace. You know, I couldn't make peace with others. Now, I listen to this message, and I will make peace with everybody now. I should become the peacemaker. If you decide like this and receive grace, then that's it. Then you are in the process of becoming a peacemaker. We should receive this kind of grace in every service. And if we do so, since it is the grace of Father God, it becomes the gift of Father God. Everybody can receive it. If you do, then your problem will be solved and your diseases will be healed. So in summer retreat, since there is God's grace overflowingly, so many people testify to their healings, right? So they were in a five-time, you know, seminars. And I came to realize about, you know, young people in Pakistan. The average age of Pakistan is 22.6. It is 40.2 in Korea. So there are so many young people in Pakistan. And when they graduate from university, you know, they should receive God's grace through the message of our shepherd. And the effect will be great. Not only Pakistan, but the Middle East will be also evangelized. So, we have a plan to have a great crusade for these Pakistan young people. I had two, you know, handkerchief prayer meetings. I had one in FGA ground in the city of Lahore and Shalom Pentecostal Church in the city of Karachi. FGA ground, where I had the handkerchief prayer meeting. I mean, it was difficult to get the permission to have that in a prayer meeting and that place after the terror. But Pastor Anwar Pazal, the president of Yazak TV, worked so hard to get the permission there. It was my second visit in 2 years, and so many people welcomed me. They recognized me. There were about like 10,000 people gathered. And I asked them, through Isaac TV, they heard there was a prayer meeting and so many people gathered. During the message, I asked them whether they listened to senior pastor's message on Isaac TV. I asked them to raise their hand. Most of them raised their hand. Through Isaac TV, they received grace through senior pastor's message. I was so thrilled. And so many people testify. Through Isaac TV, I listened to senior pastor's message and received healing works. So many people testify like this. The broadcast ministry is so great. That's what I felt again. GCN broadcasting. You prayed for it and you help it, right? And through that ministry, the message of senior pastor is broadcast all over the world through GCN, and so many souls are receiving grace. How blessed. I still remember the Pakistan United Crusade, which was conducted by senior pastor in 2000. 16 years passed by, but they still remember it. So many pastors say, I still remember that Pakistan Crusade. I was there. So many other pastors came and had the crusade. But they say it was the biggest and most blessed in the crusade. And I felt, I thought to myself, even though they received grace, 16 years passed by, but they still remember it. Our shepherd put his step on the ground and delivered the message. It's like, atomic bomb on that spiritual atomic bomb exploded in that Pakistan, and darkness went away. Hallelujah. And their hardened hearts, were melted. That's what I felt. So when I went there and delivered the messages, of course they received grace. Because they got their heart, already open. And demons were cast out. Last time I testified, right? But this time there were no demon-possessed men. The last time, whenever I went there in the past, they were demon-possessed. There were many different kinds of demons, right? They showed different kinds of reactions. As soon as they saw the handkerchief, they ran away or trembled in fear. Some other demons were, dropped their head and sweating and then trying, avoiding eye contact with me. And sometimes they shout, falling to the ground. Crouch on the ground. There were some different kinds of demon-possessed people. They already saw the handkerchief of God's power, and they tremble in fear. So when I used this handkerchief and prayed, they can calm down and demons cast out and people were healed. There was a demon crying out. And when I prayed, it became quiet. And I thought the demon went out. And soon, the demon-possessed one was happy. Later on, he cried out again. He shouted out. And a demon, deceived that person. So I prayed once again with the handkerchief, and the demon completely went out from the man. Of course, in the beginning, when I dealt with the demon-possessed, I was kind of nervous, But, after experiencing these things, they tremble at the sight of this handkerchief. From that moment on, I could pray with courage. And I was able to give great glory to Father God by casting out demons. Like this, since Pakistan was the country that our senior pastor visited, whoever, everybody could receive, God's grace as they listened to this message, and they could glorify Father God after receiving the healing works. Isaac TV broadcast not only in Pakistan, but also in Middle East Asia. They broadcast senior pastor's messages in Europe. So when I went to Dubai, I could see people who were receiving grace through Isaac TV. And they always ask me, we are receiving grace through senior pastor's message. And there were Muslims who listened to senior pastor's message and received grace. And pastors of Middle East, make a call and request for dubbed in Arabian language. And they said it would greatly help their ministry. Because, they can introduce senior pastors' messages to other Middle East Asian people. So they are in preparation to dub senior pastors' messages in, Arabian language. And I had another prayer meeting in the city of Karachi. And there was a pastor's meeting, handkerchief prayer meeting, and a seminar. So I stayed there 2 nights, 3 days. And there was one who drove my car. And I introduced one sweet water, and he sprayed it. And this driver testified. He sprayed one sweet water to his eyes. And he got eyesight better. And on his, he testified to his better eyesight. And he also said, his wife was suffering from, severe arthritis, and pray for her. So it was on way to my hotel. So I went to his house and prayed for her. And then she welcomed us because we came from Manmin. Because she was receiving grace through Isaac TV. She stopped whatever she was doing to listen to senior pastor's message. And whenever senior pastor's message is on, she always stopped whatever she was doing and listened to the message. So I prayed for her. And she was able to be free from the pain of arthritis. Wherever I went, whomever I met, Father God's word, took place. Why? Because our senior pastor prayed and paid the price of justice. I had the prayer meeting and the Sunday service in Shalom Pentecostal Church. After the service and the prayer meeting, a woman at the age of 60 said she couldn't see well 10 years ago. She got eye surgery, but she couldn't see well, even with the eyeglasses. However, after receiving prayer, she could see well. When she testified, with the glasses on. Well, she looked happy. So I said, do you still need that, eyeglasses? If you are sure that you are healed, take off your glasses. And I prayed for her. she was able to see clearly and glorify God. Father God, thank you. And there was a man with the herniated disc on his neck. After the surgery, you know, he couldn't move his neck well. But after receiving handkerchief prayer, he was able to move his neck well. There were other, you know, testimonies. So many people were healed of their, you know, ruptured in the bones, and, you know, they could walk well after receiving prayer, and they glorified God through their healings. The power of the shepherd is so great. And our shepherd is paying the price of justice. And it works so greatly. I could feel it through my mission trip. So many people received healing works in senior pastor's birthday. Members in Daejeon Manmin Church received a blessing on the senior pastor's birthday. The next day, she was able to sell her car. She couldn't, you know, sell her car for more than six months. Right after senior pastor's birthday, after shake hands with him, you know, she was able to sell it. There was deaconess who couldn't see well, poor eyesight, for long years. Blurring image and overlapped image. But after touching a senior pastor's hand, you know, she was able to see well clearly. There is a brother. He was under darkness. Through the internet, he met senior pastor. And he looked at the eyes of senior pastor, and the light came out from the senior pastor, and darkness went away. He was set free from darkness. And when senior pastor prayed, the prayer becomes the pillar of fire and went up to heaven. So this brother came to Seoul to see senior pastor. And he was wondering whether the Mami members know what he knows. And he said, you know, every member of Mami, you know, knows, you know, what I knew. So on his birthday, in the break time, this brother went to him and testified. And I was under darkness and I suffered a lot. But I saw you, you know, and darkness went away and I became healthy. And the senior pastor started to cry. And he said, how much did you suffer? And when the senior pastor said so, he was touched. You know, such shepherd is with us all the time. What a blessing it is for us. I myself had a great time on senior pastor's birthday. I received much grace. When we sang, you know, the birthday song, you know, my face was on TV. And my member said, you know, you looked like a child. No, you looked so happy. My member said so. But in the evening, I felt so sorry. I was sorry to senior pastor. During the meeting with pastors, senior pastor asked us one question. In 34 years, Father God has manifested great works. Now, raise your hand if you remember 3,000 works of Father God. 3,000? Well, I think I remember hundreds. I couldn't raise my hand. Pastor Sujin Lee raised her hand. And Pastor Mi Kyung Lee and Pastor Mi Young Lee raised their hands. Until then, I couldn't realize. Since they've been with senior pastor from the beginning, so they can remember 3,000 works of Father God. Then I remembered it in the evening. I was so sorry. Well, it was past already, right? Only in Daejeon Manmin Church, so many people were healed of herniated discs and lung problem, eyesight problem. And as I went to, mission trips, so many countless people were healed and darkness went away. Blessing of conception, change of gender, and dragonfly, once we water, so many countless works. But I couldn't raise my hand. When senior pastor said something, I couldn't realize and used my thoughts. That's what I felt. I was so sorry. And I repented. There are not only your 3,000s. Even if we stay up all night for many, many days, we cannot remember, we cannot list all the testimony, all the works of Father God. What if we had said, not only 3,000? Senior pastor must have been so pleased. Let's do it now. Let's do it. Senior pastor, there are not only 3,000s.
For
this, I was able to look back on myself. Since our shepherd, harbored us, and paid the price of justice by 99%, so many people are coming into spirit quickly and whole spirit. That's why, I will come into whole spirit. And let us all do it, okay? We can do it. After the Sunday service, I came back to hotel. And I heard amazing news. There was earthquake in Afghanistan. And it affected neighboring countries. An entire Pakistan country was affected except the city of Karachi. The earthquake was 6.6. So there was, it was the kind of news on TV. In the space of the shepherd, being protected like this, it's so touching. I was thrilled. If that earthquake had happened 2 days earlier, then a seminar in the city of Quetta could have been impossible. There was great delay scheduled. However, everything was on schedule in the space of the shepherd. Father God worked like that. So far, I've been protected. Well, I couldn't testify all those things. But in the space of the shepherd, during ministry, so easy. And whenever I feel it, I could also feel the love of Father God again. And prayer of Mami Prayer Center President and the Mami members. Thank you. We cannot go in great number because it is a country of Muslim, right? And especially elders, Samuel Kim had to do many jobs, interpretation, you know, taking pictures and, you know, testimonial, you know, collecting testimonials. You know, he worked so hard, even in a busy mission trip, you know, he worked so hard. And I'm so thankful. He is in a mission trip again. Lastly, there were meetings with the president of Christian denomination and pastors meeting. And during the meeting, I had, the seminar and handkerchief prayer meeting and pastors meeting are all important. You know, because I have to make them feel that they are united with the shepherd and the gospel of sanctification is important. You know, in a pastor seminar, I show, you know, a Power of God DVD, and I introduce the shepherd and mommy ministry, and I deliver messages. And I say, Dr. Gerald Lee of Manmin Central Church in Seoul is a man of God. He was in sickbed for 7 years, but he was healed by Father God. But, and then he, you know, prayed and fasted for 7 years, to receive God's revelation. By faith, he prayed for 7 years, and he received the answer. And Father God interpreted his words himself, and he is manifesting the power of God to prove that word is, the messages are true. Our shepherd, St. Dr. Gerald Lee, explains all the source of problems and diseases are seen. And he helps us to resemble Father God, and he helps us to receive God's blessing. He is the true shepherd. Father God is greatly used by Father God. We have this kind of man of God in this world. What a blessing it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they rejoice. And they would like to see senior pastor. And they are delighted to know man of God in this world. I have visited 15 cities in Pakistan. And there are pastors' association in each city, and they are connected to Manmin ministry. However, not all of them got the one big united meeting, but we have a plan to gather all those pastors from over 15 cities. There are about 348 branch churches in Pakistan. And 145 pastors are studying in MIS. Let me introduce a sister who is working for this in the Manmin Bible School. When I went there to Pakistan, there are many, you know, Bible schools in many, many different cities in Pakistan, right? You know, they have to, you know, I had to travel by train and by plane, but I could see two sisters all the time. And later, she came to know our ministry through Samson Jacob, pastor. And later, I could see that fact. So, they love senior pastors so much. And I invited those two sisters and one brother. They always go together. I invited them to Manmin Church. Last year, the youngest sister got the visa, but her elder sister and brother couldn't come because of visa. And we paid for the plane ticket, but only one of three came. And with the leftover money, they set up in the GCN broadcasting satellite, and then they started to broadcast live, and they started to a simultaneous interpretation, as you can see on screen.
그래서 작년에 수련회 때에
And last summer retreat, you know, she came to, she attended summer retreat, and she wants to study translation to do her job in Pakistan. She came to Korea a couple of days ago. She's right there. Please stand up. You know, there are many pastors, right? And she sends, you know, senior pastors' books to those pastors in many different cities in Pakistan. She's studying Korean, and she wants to translate, you know, Korean message into, you know, Europe. There is a bishop association, and I heard amazing confession. They said, please make us students through gospel of sanctification. They are presidents and bishops. We are desperate. We desperately need MIS. We are ready to be with Manmin. We are ready to have young adults seminar, which can gather in thousands. We will have pastor seminar in this in the Bishops Association. Well, you don't know, you know, how amazing it is, but those in the bishops, their confession is so amazing. You know, they are very, positive about it, and it is so amazing. And that's what I felt. You know, they were doing it. I thought, you know, did they fast? How could they pray for this meeting? But they are not the bishops. But they fasted and prayed, and they made that kind of confession to me last time. And they said, senior pastor, I mean, and I realized once again that senior pastors, you know, paying the price of justice, 99%, works on these pastors and bishops like this. No, they now realize that only by the gospel of sanctification, Pakistan can change. So without any, you know, selfish desire, they want to be taught by the gospel of sanctification. As I saw them, I once realized that the justice by our shepherd is so great. I myself realized it again. Pastor Hee-sun Lee asked me to do ministry with more love, and it was imprinted in my heart. You know, when I went to Pakistan, of course it is not a big thing, but you know, they used their, you know, arms in the folded like this to receive my prayer. They just look at me. They are just like this to receive my prayer. You know, I usually lay my hands on those people who come to receive my prayer, right? You know, I was behind the schedule, so I couldn't pray for many hours. I have to finish it quickly, and I have to go. But this time, I remembered what Pastor Hee-sun Lee said, and those souls looked lovely to me. So regardless of time given, you know, I was able to pray one by one. Then everybody came. But I was happy to pray like that. Like this, since our shepherd paid the price of justice and harbored me in his heart, you know, the whole situation changed like this, and my heart has also changed. You know, the reason I could do this kind of ministry because, I mean, thanks to our shepherd who is paying the price of justice and praying for us. In Islamabad, a pastor and his wife visited my room. For 15 years, they got only 35 members. In 2012, they read the senior pastor's testimonial book. And they started to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. They met senior pastor in their dreams. And they got instruction of the senior pastor. Since then, there has been great revival in his church. They now have 300 members. And whenever they have a crusade, like 3,000 people gather. He became a very famous pastor in Pakistan. His wife said, you know, he read senior pastor's book many times. And whenever she reads that book, you know, she received much inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So he introduced senior pastor in his books to many people. They want to be with one with Manmin and senior pastor. And they invited me to their church. Dear brothers and sisters, our Father God works through the shepherd. If we realize this one thing only, then we can have trust in the shepherd. Apostle Paul met the Lord on his way to Damascus. And he got faith in the Lord. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? When he heard this voice, he was changed. After that, his heart was never changed despite all those persecutions. What about Mary Magdalene? He heard the news about the Lord and she prepared an alabaster jar. And her love for the Lord became greater and greater, and she lived her entire life for the Lord. The pastor that I met in the city of Islamabad met senior pastor through senior pastor's books. Since then, he has been receiving great blessings. For the last 34 years, what kind of trust have we developed with our shepherd? It should be greater than those people. Of course. So I checked my trust in the shepherd. When I met the shepherd for the first time, I received much grace. The shepherd, the Father God is with. I was so proud of the shepherd. That's what we did, right? However, we started to suffer from sin that we committed. The sin, we cannot receive salvation. But our shepherd brought down the grace of forgiveness by giving intercessory prayer for us. All of us repented before the shepherd and received the grace of forgiveness. But that was not it. We couldn't have strength to go to New Jerusalem in this world. He started to pay the price of justice by 99%. Without it, we couldn't be full of the Holy Spirit like this tonight. I don't think so. Since he paid the price of justice by 99% till now, we are now full of the Holy Spirit. And we come to have greater hope for New Jerusalem. That love, we shouldn't forget. We have to imprint that love in our heart. And when we do so, it becomes our life and strength. That's what I realized. Second, our shepherd is paying the price of justice, not only for us, for the Korean Christian community, and for souls of the world. The whole world is full of sin and evil. Senior Pastor mentioned it once. A year later, this world will suffer from even worse sin and evil. This world, sin and evil, rampant. There are people who commit uncontrolled in a murder. Homosexualism. Hard to control their anger. Parents killing their children. Mating with animals. How could people do this? We cannot understand them, right? But it is happening in this world. How should we deal with this? Our Father God cannot leave us alone, and our Shepherd cannot give up on them. And so for those people, our Shepherd is paying the price of justice, even for them. Since He does it, whenever He listens to this gospel of justice, this gospel of sanctification, they receive grace. Even though they couldn't receive salvation, thanks to the Shepherd, you know, they are now ready to receive salvation. There are so many souls in the world, and they will come to salvation. Now they are ready to receive grace. Even though in this world, where people, most of people cannot receive God's grace, that's why our Shepherd is praying to Father God and, you know, paying the price of justice. So in the name of the Shepherd, we have to evangelize people. Family evangelization. We can do it in the name of the Shepherd. We can introduce the Shepherd. Then their hearts will be melted down. Those who don't stand on the rock, those who don't come into spirit, don't worry. If you remember this Shepherd and pray, one day, not long years later, as soon as possible, you will soon stand on the rock and come into spirit, in this flow of the Holy Spirit. In this end time, we need this Shepherd. And we should be proud of our Shepherd. Third, our Father God looks at this Shepherd. He leads us to spirit. In other words, Father God looks at us. You love me. And you love the Shepherd. So great. Why? Because our Shepherd is paying the price of justice, 99%. So when Father God feels that we have trust in the Shepherd, He is pleased. Why? Because our Shepherd is taking care of us. He is taking the full responsibility for us. That's why Father God leads us to Spirit and Holy Spirit. And we receive such great grace. We should never forget this grace. When Father God sees it as our faith, you know, not every spirit, people of spirit, the same, you know, they use different, you know, the methods and, you know, procedures to come into spirit. You know, as you look around, you can find so many people that you can learn from. You have to accept them, you have to learn from them. This is what we should do. This is how we pay the price of justice by 1%, the rest 1%. We have to realize the good part of Father God. The Father God wants to revive us through the Shepherd. There was a pastor's meeting in Dubai, But because of time given, I will skip this part. In this later year, we will have a plan to gather more than 1,000 people. Let me conclude this message. In China, there is a very strange bamboo tree. Farmers plant seed, but they don't grow well. In 4 years, they grow up by 3 centimeters. But in the fifth year, in 6 weeks, they grow by 15 meters. And it becomes in the bamboo forest. So in 4 years, they grow up 3 centimeters. But in the fifth year, they grow up so quickly. Through this mission trip, the power of justice that our senior pastor paid the price for will become like this. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Father God works through the shepherd. That's His providence. Every year, whenever I go to Pakistan and the Middle East, I can feel how Father God's providence is fulfilled through the shepherd. In 2000, our shepherd planted faith in that barren land. It was the seed of love. I wondered how, when we can see the fruit. However, when I depended on the name of the shepherd and went out, Father God saw it as faith and helped me to bear fruit. Just as our shepherd harbored and gave out the original voice, the work is done. Therefore, I hope that you can do your job in the name of the shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, our shepherd has lived a life of sacrifice for the last 34 years to lead us to salvation. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may engrave that providence in your heart, and thanks to that love of the shepherd, pay the price of justice by 1% and receive abundant blessing in your life. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites, on the internet, and on satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, all contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever. Go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, urologia, and all other pains. Go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases. Go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and lead. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the darkness and the evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.